Guatemalans will go to the polls this weekend to elect a new president. By some estimates, about half the country identifies as indigenous. Yet, in an election with nearly 24 candidates, not a single one is indigenous. And Guatemala has never had a native president. NPR's Ader Peralta reports on why.
The man on the stage begs people in the park to gather in front of him.
De lo contrario, nuestra candidata presidencial...
Otherwise, he says, our presidential candidate will not come on stage. We're in the mountains of Quiché, smack in the middle of Guatemala's indigenous heartland. But the candidate they're waiting for, Suri Rios, is controversial here. She's not indigenous, and her father is infamous.
Suplicamos a todos para que se pueda mover. Acompáñenos.
Efraín Ríos Montt was a military dictator in the 80s, and in 2013 he was convicted of genocide against the Mayan people in these same lands. So for 10 minutes, the man on stage cajoles, begs, threatens, yet the people here don't move closer to the stage. Most are dressed in their indigenous outfits, most have their arms folded, so the organizers give up. Suri Rios walks on stage to near silence and almost immediately rubs history in their faces.
Yo les agradezco el cariño con el que siempre me han recibido cuando me tocó acompañar a mi padre, el general Rios.
Thank you for the love you always showed me when I came here with my father, the General Rios Montt. Rios leaves. The people go to the party offices to get their free lunch, a tamal, and a Coke. And I ask a young woman, why even come here?
La curiosidad mató al gato, pero ni modo.
Curiosity killed the cat, she says. But in all seriousness, she explains, it's a Saturday, the politicians sent trucks to the villages, so it was a chance for a day trip. But on the way here, she talked to the women on the trucks and told them not to vote for Suri Rios.
Digo yo, tal vez ella no tiene la culpa.
Maybe it's not her fault, she says, but Suri Rios should know what her father did here. She was a kid, and she remembers.
Soldados por toda la calle. No podíamos ni hablar ni ver nada. Caminamos así, con la cabeza abajo.
There were soldiers everywhere. We couldn't talk. We were forced to walk with our heads down. Guatemala has had indigenous presidential candidates in the past. The Nobel laureate Rigoberta Menchú ran in 2007 and 2011, but she only got about 3% of the vote. In 2019, Thelma Cabrera, an indigenous human rights activist, got 10% of the vote. In a country where 13% can get you into a second round, Cabrera became a real contender. So this time around, in what was widely viewed as a political move, the courts threw out her candidacy. We meet her not far from the rally, and she says it doesn't surprise her that her people showed up to Suri Rios' campaign rally.
La gente tiene miedo de revelarse.
People are afraid of revealing themselves. People are scared of organizing.
Porque si se organiza, luego le tildan de ladrones y terroristas.
Because if they do, they get tagged as thieves, terrorists, criminals.
Since 2018, she says, about 27 indigenous activists have been murdered here. As she sees it, in Guatemala, colonialism ended, civil war came, a peace treaty was signed. Rios Montt was convicted of genocide. That conviction was overturned. But one thing never changed. The indigenous community remained marginalized. The statistics are stunning. 6 in 10 kids don't reach high school in predominantly indigenous regions. Nearly 80% live in poverty. Cabrera herself has a 6th grade education. As she sees it, when politicians throw crumbs, the indigenous population shows up.
Por el poder económico que ellos tienen.
With their economic power, with the freebies, they buy wills and they divide the population.
The next day, we join Thelma Cabrera on the campaign trail in Santa Cruz de Quiché. She should be a rock star here, but her campaign is basic. She rolls up in a pickup truck with handmade signs and homemade fireworks.
Felicitaciones al pueblo de Santa Cruz del Quiché.
She's not running for president, but she rolls around the country decrying a government she says is hopelessly corrupt.
Porque estamos gobernados por delincuentes.
And begging voters not to be swayed by money or gifts.
Pueblo, pueblo de Santa Cruz del Quiché, elegemos dignidad.
People, let's choose dignity, she says. But the crowd around her is small, the cheers muted. People tell me they're worried about more concrete things, security, clean water, a health system that keeps them alive. Olga Leyva, who's selling bread just a few steps away, says she doesn't trust any politician because they've always been on their own here.
Como humanos todos cometemos errores y en Quetzaltenango han habido alcaldes indígenas, pero...
All humans make mistakes. We've had indigenous mayors in nearby towns, she says, and things still don't change.
La misma palabra dice, maldito el que confía en el hombre, va.
The Bible even says it. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. I asked Thelma Cabrera why she didn't call for protests when she was thrown off the ballot, why Sur Ríos wasn't booed off stage.
Nosotros los pueblos no podemos convocar a la gente y utilizarlos como carnicería ante el patrón.
We're not going to use our people as cannon fodder against our masters, she says. The truth, she admits, is that the Guatemalan people aren't ready for that confrontation. They're processing centuries of subjugation, and politicians like her are paying for apathy they had no part in building.
Es el pueblo que va a decidir. El tiempo lo va a decir.
The people will decide, she says. Time will decide. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Santa Cruz de Quiché, in Guatemala.